It doesn't really matter who does it. Welcome back. Is that good enough?
Yes. We've been gone because number one, first time it was my fault because you know it was last month, last couple of days of the month, and I sell cars and I suck at selling cars, so I had to catch up on my numbers. I was not in my feelings.
You always get in your feelings when you have a bad month.
Oh yeah, because I fucking suck, bro. Like,
you bills don't suck.
I know, man. Bills pop up. White women don't love me anymore like they used to. Like, I just had my Drake moments. Hatred for the white devil. Advanced hatred for the white devil and volleyball.
I married a white devil.
Oh my god.
I am a white devil myself.
Diablo Blanco is what your name is in my phone.
The race pure.
Pure Aryan race. Yay. So I was driving home and I realized, well, first off, rest in peace, Stanley. We got to say that correctly.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Stanley.
The GOAT. The GOAT. He was the GOAT, bro. He held it down every day, all day, all
I
year.
I mean, there's some problematic things about Stanley, but like, rest in peace to Stanley.
Excelsior.
Some accusations out there, though.
Secondly, I was driving home and Drake's Scorpion album popped on. And like, I sat there and pondered. Because I don't consider myself a Drake stan. I don't. Like,
you're totally a Drake stan.
No, I fuck with some of his music, but not as hard as JP. I'm a Jay-Z stan. I'll admit that.
JP straight up masturbates to that album.
Like, true story, I have had sex to the 444 album. True story. Okay.
That's wild, boy.
Nah, bro, I was fucking this chick, and then,
it just came on? Like, the whole album just came on?
No, like, I had it on shuffle, and it played, like, 5 songs back-to-back. I wasn't angry.
Your shuffle list must be, like, 10 songs.
My shuffle list is pure Hova race, okay? And
it's,
Jehovah.
It's just the 444 album. And, like,
Two other songs. But I was thinking, Drake, Scorpion album is the top 5 this year. Don't at me. That's what I was thinking.
No, yes! That shit is way too. No.
Okay. Let me ask you this: What do you consider the right amount of track songs in an album? Just answer that question. No. Just answer the question. Don't start on the tangent.
You're not talking like burning Scorpion. I don't know, man. I feel like a good, like 10 to 12 songs is a good album.
So, if we're going off your terminology, 10 to 12 songs, does Scorpion not have 10 to 12 songs that are good? Don't lie.
I can't tell you off the top of my head. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I'd say probably like 8. If there's a lot of songs that if you cut, it would have made.
But he did two albums for the simple fact that he didn't want to.
He did albums as opposed to one.
Yeah. But, like, you know, I get where you're coming from, but, like, my whole shit is that he did that so he wouldn't have to worry about his contract anymore.
Well, that's not my problem. That doesn't make the album good, you know?
Doesn't make it bad, either.
Are we doing album?
Nah, bro. I'm just saying, Jay-Z, I'm saying Drake's album. Sorry, I'm so much of a Jay-Z stan.
Start talking about Jay-Z.
Drake album is one of the top 5. As well as Eminem's Kamikaze.
Kamikaze, I would say, is up there for sure. That was a good album. But there's so many good albums that came out. So
name 6.
6 good albums. Book of Ryan, Kamikaze, Carter 5, Mona Lisa.
Of course.
Let's see. Fuck.
The Carter 5 wasn't that great. It was good.
In your opinion.
It wasn't that great. No, in your opinion.
Top 5.
It was good. It was Lil Wayne's like re-debut album.
Better than
No.
Yeah. No.
I think 100%. Mona Lisa was the best track in all of Scorpion's album. Yes.
Speaking of Mona Lisa, did you listen to that Joel Ortiz album?
And it's sad that the only song that wasn't good was the one with Royce the 5'9", in my opinion.
Like, right? Me out. I was like, come
it
on.
Was decent, but like he was just spitting bars at the bars at the bars on the other track.
Yeah, it was like,
it's not bad. It's not bad. Like, good job. But like, I was like, bitch, I'm looking for like Slaughterhouse. Like, that's.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear some.
Maybe we've been spoiled by Slaughterhouse, is what it was. Like,
I think so. I think that's one of the reasons why they retired, wasn't it? That, like, the expectations were
too
high.
No, they retired because they weren't. They retired because they weren't selling shit.
They retired because Joe Budden.
Yes, but they weren't selling shit because Joe Budden kept asking Eminem where the fuck's our money, and Eminem was like, "What money? What money?" He was like, "We sunk a fuck." He's like, we sunk a fuck ton into your first album. The second album, we sunk even more. And the third album, he's like, I wasn't even going to touch that album. Like, I stayed away from that album. And then he kept them on his record label when they were doing their solo shit because he was like, fuck it. They must be happy doing this. As long as they're happy, I'm happy. I don't really give a fuck. Like, but, like, I don't believe what Eminem said. He was like, Eminem was like, oh, you know, even if I never made any money back from them, I would be okay with that. I don't know. You wouldn't. From a business standpoint.
You know, part of it, probably. There would have never been problems.
Yeah, he would never. He
probably felt some.
Yeah, he would have been mad, but he wouldn't be like, oh, you know, what the fuck, guys? You know?
Yeah, he wouldn't have been like, he wouldn't have been like, fuck you for life.
Yeah, but like, he'd be butthurt because it's a business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gotta make money. But Eminem's like, filthy rich.
Still ain't got no manners. I think Kamikaze is one of the best albums this year for the simple fact of two songs. I loved Lucky Me, and then I loved Not Alike. Not Alike. I felt Not Alike was like, and like, yeah, he addresses like Machine Gun Kelly in that track. I didn't even give a fuck about that part. It's just how him and Royce the 5'9", in my opinion, people went tit for tat on that track. I felt like they were pushing each other to do better. Like, this is like, I don't know what happened behind closed doors, but I felt like Eminem released some bars, then Royce released some bars, then Eminem tweaked his bars, released it again. Royce tweaked his shit and released it again. Because Eminem has always said he never releases his first set of track. Ever. He says he listens to it in his car, he hears it, plays it back, realizes it sucks, and then redoes it. You know what I mean?
They honestly probably were in the studio together.
Yeah, probably. But like, I feel like that track alone, like, that solidifies me. Because like, I wasn't really a Royce the 5'9 fan. Like, I liked him, but like, to me,
I've always been kind of like fair weather. Like a fair like,
to me, he always says the same thing, you know? But, like, he thinks of witty ways to say the same thing. Like, Eminem says the same thing, but he thinks of wittier ways to say the same thing.
Royce even joked about how often he talks about his dick.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's dick, how all these new rappers are his sons, how they bite his style. Like, it's always the same concept, but it's witty ways. The same with Eminem, how he was poor, how Haley's mom's...
Well,
Haley's mom's a bitch.
That's always kind of
and how his mom is a whole Debbie Matters, but like towards now he's older in his 40s. His albums upon that have changed. You know, he made a song how you know, yeah, I still do love Cam. I think about it. I think about it every day, which means kudos to you. You know, that takes a level of maturity from like.
Well, I mean, there's always when you're in a toxic relationship like that, dude. Like, you don't just walk away from it. It's with
oh, bro. I have battle scars, is what I call it.
Yeah, and like you kind of in a weird way, like
you miss it.
You almost like the violence, like the toxicity.
You miss the person, but you want them to live well and prosper.
Because when you're in a toxic relationship like that, you love so passionately that like it's very like. It's very like, you know, I don't know, like you get a lot of endorphins and shit. When it's good, it's real good, you know? But when it's real bad. And the bad doesn't outweigh the good, but the good is like really good.
So no, I completely understand.
So I get
I was in the same boat as one time in my life. Are you talking right now? Because you sound faded.
No, I just said that's a fuckload of bees, but I didn't say it like directly into my mic. I said it like I turned away from my mic and I was like, that's a fuckload of bees. I'm surrounded by bees.
Are there bees outside?
Yeah, it's because I have this weird type of flower growing in my yard. It's like a weed, but it's a flower. So like the whole yard is like flowers right
now. Is it gonna
And there's just a
They won't be out that night though, so I'll be straight.
No, they don't be out at night. And these flowers do this thing where they close at night.
Okay.
So like they close at night and then they open during the day and then the bees show up and then it's nature. It's fascinating. But it's also a really fun thing is these flowers, when they close up, they collect moisture inside of them and then they close up. And when you step on them, they make a fun little pop.
Oh, okay. You sick fuck. Oh.
So like they grow over my driveway a little bit and you can like step on them and they like
Speaking
pop.
Of pop, it's let's fun. We got to plug Mark's album. The Big Doom.
Oh yeah. If you haven't listened to Big Doom yet, your mom smoked cock.
Cocks, you heard me. Bang.
Don't. Just saying. Now, whether or not your mom smokes cocks is going to be up to you.
Go listen to the album. Yeah, like you have to go listen to the album. Like it's a must.
All bullshit aside, solid 7. In my opinion.
My opinion, I'll give it a 7.5.
7.5,
because like there are like to me, in my opinion, and like, and you know me, me and Mark have never really seen eye to eye ever.
Yeah,
but like his production skills, I feel are going to be a lot better. But like,
yeah, because this was a
his first real take at it.
This is his first project, and I was genuinely.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, I genuinely like the beat. Like, I listen to the rappers, of course, because he's doing the whole DJ Khaled thing. He's bringing people aboard. You know what I mean? But like,
mm-hmm. That's not just DJ Khaled, but it's like a DJ thing. Like, it's a thing.
DJ Drama's done it, but like, but Khaled's the most famous Mugs for it.
I think didn't. Swizz Beatz
does that all the time. But like I said, Khaled's the most famous for it because he's had bangers on each one of those albums. And he puts together
summer anthem albums.
He puts together masterpieces.
It's like Justin Bieber and like, Quavo. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more like a pop album, so it's not really
like hip-hop. The hippie, sorry.
Hip-hop, you don't stop the boogie to the bang-bang.
But like, like my question is, how can you get Quavo and Justin Bieber on the same track and have it go good as DJ Khaled? But
DJ Khaled's just kind of the way things work. He pays other people to produce stuff for him, and then he screams his name
Khaled!
And hires a bunch of famous
Khaled. How do you spell Khaled?
We don't press. You remember when DJ Khaled used to say the N-word? Hello. Hello.
Yo.
Yo. You got a phone call in the middle of it? I was like, yo, what happened? Did my shit break? I was like, we were cooking.
I gotta go pick up my mom from the fucking bus stop. I'll be right back. Huh? I know. It's like the right fuck now? I told her. I was like, I was in the middle of doing my fucking podcast. She's like,
No, keep the headphones on.
Yeah,
got headphones on, right?
Fuck it, let's do it. Fuck it.
We're on an adventure.
Right. I'll take my keys right now. It's only up to Walmart anyway. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you gotta get out and talk to people.
Yeah, guys, I believe in helping out my mother from time to time.
So this podcast is now in transit.
This is happening.
We are now a mobile podcast. Ooh. Welcome to the adventures of podcast about nothing.
We don't give a fuck.
Enjoy.
Uh-oh.
There's a quick break in silence, and then Merrick goes on.
Yo.
Did you hear the last thing I said? I said, Do you remember when DJ Khaled used to say the N-word?
Hard R. Hard R.
What happened to that?
No, nah, Drake said hard R. Chill. He said nigger.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I was like, Trippy.
That's awkward. He's just white enough to make that awkward.
I was playing as fuck.
Wait, am I playing through your
card? Yeah, hold on. Let me fix it.
I think I'm playing through. Yeah, switch back to your headset. Hold on. This audio is
true. Hold on. How the fuck do I fix this?
There you go. There we go. Your mom's gonna be like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yep. Like, I'm gonna be like, "Look, mom, you interrupted my podcast. I had shit I had to do. This is the podcast about nothing. We got to get an episode out. We've been slacking."
So here we go. Now it's an adventure. It's like a choose your own adventure. You gotta like stop at red lights and be like, "Do I go left or right, James?"
Bro, so fucking Red Dead Redemption is amazing. By the way, shout out to Rockstar.
I am severely torn between buying. Yeah.
Well, which one do you think you'll play more?
I don't know. That's the thing. I feel like Red Dead has more story stuff that I can like do on my own and shit. But Fallout's going to be online all the time.
No, you can play it offline.
Yeah, but it's like there. It's like ESO.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Dustin decided not to buy Fallout digitally. He decided to buy the disc. I was like, "You dick." No, he was like, "Oh, because, you know, if I don't have cable, I can still play it." And I was like, in my head, I was like, "Who's going to play Fallout 76 online without fucking internet?"
Yeah. Well, he just got a nice little stint without internet.
Yeah, that's because his roommate's not. He still doesn't have internet.
Yo, I know he's at his brother's house right now. I know. We're just out in Dustin.
Fucking
right now.
Asshole! Fuck you, Dustin. Shit.
Put all your business out.
Well, it's not his fault. It's his roommate. You know, Dustin's paying his portion.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently, Dustin's internet bill is only like $30. I was like, the guy could cover that in a heartbeat.
Bro, my internet would always be paid. Are
right?
you kidding me? It's because he lives out in like he probably has like dial-up because he lives out in the fucking boondocks.
Fun fact: did you know the country of Guyana has very great internet web covers?
Oh yeah, the United States of America has one of the worst net internet like internet providers.
With expenses, with pricing, and internet speeds, we're one of the worst. Believe it or not, like there's people like Grace when I was with her.
Well, England has pretty shitty internet.
When Grace was in Australia, she was paying like I don't know the Australian currency.
Oh, Australia. But I've been Australia.
Yeah, I don't know the Australian currency.
Like international, they basically use like international type currency. They're up there with like the U.S. dollar and the pound.
But like,
I think they might use pounds. I think they might use
British. I think so too, but like but it was the equivalent of 50 American dollars, and they were getting 300. They were getting like 325 megabytes per second. I paid 140 for 300 megabytes.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous. We honestly get fucked if or for it here. But you know what? We could be living in like China, where they like
take away your privileges.
Yeah, or like Korea.
Some places can't even play PUBG, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
All Call of Duty. I don't want to live in a world.
Mad that play Monster Hunter.
Yes, yeah, that's a Korean-based game.
It's mad Korean. It's Korean. No, it's not. I thought it was Japanese. That's racist.
I'm not racist. My prejudice, sorry.
Our last one was half black.
Oh, yeah. He didn't fuck up, so he's just black. Remember, the rules were if he fucked up, we wouldn't be like, who the hell elected the half white guy in the office?
who elected the half and half?
The fuck is this, bro? I didn't want no creamer with my coffee. So I'm talking to this girl, right? Her name's gonna remain quiet just in case. And
I doubt she listens to this.
We've got 18 listeners. Right?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Like, and now we're on Apple.
Shout out to all 18.
Now we're on Apple Podcasts.
We're going to round up to 20.
We're on Apple, so we lit. But so I have fuck, goddamn it, I lost my train of thought. But like, so like I'm talking to this chick, and I remember you telling me saying, your royal freshness, because that's what you call me, obviously. You were like, hey man, just because a chick has a kid, you shouldn't rule her out. You should just, you know, get to know her. Maybe she wasn't easy. Maybe she, you know, had a fucked up proof.
Yeah, she could have been. It could have been in a long term relationship. Got a kid and then ended up.
Yeah, up, so like know? I'm talking to this girl who has a bitch with a kid because she's not a MILF. She's just a bitch with a kid. I hate the girls that say, oh, I'm a MILF. Bitch, you're not even in your 30s yet. You're not a MILF. You're a bitch with a kid.
But I mean, they're not wrong.
No. What is your definition of a MILF?
I don't think a mother, somebody with a child who is hot.
See, I feel like we need to dive deeper into that. I feel like a MILF is between, obviously a mother, between the ages of 34 and 50.
Now, if we're talking like porn categories,
they're always older.
Like, but that's because of the assumed motherhood. You know, like they're mature. It's either mature or MILF. That's what they're always.
But right? Like, let's be honest, no, bitches from Point Siena aren't MILFs. They're not mature.
But no, but I'm saying, but that's just because you don't want to fuck them.
No, some of them I did. So then
if a girl has a baby. You want to fuck her. She is a mother you would like
oh
to
fuck. Oh, my God. You're taking it way that too much. I hate everything.
That's what everything.
You're way too literal.
I'm just saying.
You're way too freaking literal.
I don't think I'm wrong.
I think everything about you is wrong.
I think your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll be picking her up in 30 seconds. So,
watch it,
hold on. Where is she at?
Is it gonna be awkward for you to continue conversation
nope,
in front of your mom?
Nope, fucking not. She made me pick her up. Therefore, she is now a part of the. Where the hell is she?
Chill.
I like how she says there's no bus, but like there's like three buses over here.
Is she going home?
She was like, "Hey, can you pick me up? There's no buses." I was like, "I was doing the podcast. God damn it."
Walk.
Oh my God. I fucking hate white people that are entitled.
You sound like somebody's mom right now.
Nah, dude. Like, this guy just walks like I'm at Walmart. So, like, obviously it's a crossing section. Like, this guy just darts across diagonal.
I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah. And then
there's no walk area anywhere over here. I'm like, dude, come on, man. Like, I at least am kind. I walk alongside the cars. This nigga's like, nope, just in the middle of the road, walking up. Don't care.
My favorite's when they walk in front of you and then they like walk in a straight line. Like they don't cross and then they just keep walking in front of you. So you're just like following them at walking pace and then they keep like looking
like
back
it's
your
at fault.
You. Bro, get the fuck out of the road.
But it's your fault. Yeah, no, that's exactly what just happened.
Ooh, that gets me tight.
I'm just staring at them and I'm like, come on, man. Like,
especially when they look back. Like when they look back at you, you just want to like start honking at them and shit.
Stupid motherfucker.
Or get out the car.
I'll kill niggas for less.
You don't know me.
Where the fuck is my mother?
Julia.
Yeah, for real.
Start singing looking for her.
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck she at, bro. Like, I'm just driving around this bitch twice now. I swear for Jesus. She's on the goddamn bus.
That's hilarious. Hold That's on. Hilarious. She was like, there's no bus. Do-do-do. I'm on hold with myself. This podcast just got weird. Now it's just silence. I'm assuming he's calling his mother.
No. Yeah, she said. She said because she. I'm doing my iPod, and that. See, this is what irks me because I said podcast. See why I said she's retarded? You don't want to believe me. You're like, no.
That's not nice.
Mother is retarded.
That's your mother in podcasting room. She just replaced it.
I saved your life. Yeah. I'm still doing my podcast. No, you're good. I'm just letting you know. James said hello.
Said
he
hi.
Said, "F it. Just take the phone with you and let's just do it online." So we're doing it right now.
And she can feel free to interject.
And you can feel free to interject if you want. You can say whatever you want. It's a podcast. It's called The Podcast About Nothing.
Oh, hey. Ask her
how was your day, Mom? And speak loud.
Wonderful.
Can you hear her, James?
Until
his
bitch.
Oh, no,
can you hear her?
Huh? Oh, shit.
Can you hear her?
Tell her it's okay. She can say
it. Oh, you can say bitch. It's okay. We curse all the time on my podcast.
Just don't say her.
Just don't say names.
This crazy lady decided to steal some cream from my coffee.
That crazy bitch stole creamer?
I told her, so you're just going to walk up and take the cream and leave. Yes. I said, you know that's stealing, right? I don't care. All right. You know what? You have a nice day.
End stopper?
No, because...
Does it sound like a supervisor to me?
No, because I want her to report me.
What?
Yeah, so I can report her to her supervisor. And then who's going to get in trouble the most? I didn't take nothing. She did.
Oh, it was an employee?
It was an employee?
Yes, employee of...
Of the... Okay. Of your...
Yeah.
My mom's...
Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that.
My mom's third party at that establishment. I got you.
I got you. Yeah, we on the same page.
Yeah. James said we on the same page. He got you. We do these podcasts regularly. But what were we talking about, Jimmy? What were we talking
about? Oh, I don't remember what we were talking about, which is why I told your mom that. I asked your mom about her day.
No. Yeah. You got more, yeah. You got 16 miles. You got more than enough to make it to Gary Harvey. No, you can make it. Trust me. I rode this bitch on zero.
Zero.
You have about another what, James?
Like another 20.
Yeah, after zero, I think you do have another 20. Because, like, I hit zero and I kept going for like another 8 miles. I was just like, okay.
Bro, I drive home. I drive home on 95 on zero all the time.
Yeah.
Are you talking about iPod again?
No, zero. Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. Right. Of course. Sorry. No, you're okay. Just these are soundproof, so it's hard for me to hear you speak.
Oh, I like those. I need those.
Mine are too. I got one ear out right now for some reason.
Did he get to school on time?
Yeah, he was on time. He was really early. I woke up at... No,
how's
Javi doing? Not like really, really early. It's just I woke up at 5 a.m. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't... This is my vacation, and this is what I do.
You have
vacation
now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Your birthday's tomorrow.
That's why I went on vacation.
Oh.
Technically, my vacation starts tomorrow. It's just I was off these first 2 days.
We have a surprise for you when you get here, but it's not going to be steak, so.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom.
You are good.
Shut up, James.
Welcome to the team, bro.
Thanks, Mom. I'm not...
You're closer to 30 or 20.
I know James keeps hinting at me to marry a woman and settle down.
You're not 28. You're 27,
I'm
right?
Turning 28.
Oh, I'm 28 then. God damn.
No, I'm turning That's 27. Perfect. What the hell?
Hey, you turned 27, you're 26.
Yeah.
What the hell y'all listening to me for?
What's wrong with y'all? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I was
20, y'all. I bet she's yelling at us about our age. They're wrong now. Even though I messed them up, boom, y'all ate.
Tell her she fucked me up just now. I thought I was a whole year older all of a sudden. I was like, oh, shit.
He was 28 right now, too. He's like, wait a minute.
Fucked me up.
I'm sorry. We won't do it again.
Damn, it freaked me out for a second.
Yo, I'm praying to God my debit card makes it to your mom's house so that way I can pay some bills tomorrow. Because
I mean, I still got
my bank account. I've already canceled it, James.
Well, it's not my fault. You dropped it, Barrett.
You never changed
the address. No, I never changed the address. How am I dumb? I used to go over there a lot more regularly than I do now.
My address is still my apartment from a year ago up until recently.
James's was still his address. His address was still his apartment until recently. And he's been living at his place for at least a year now. His apartment that he was living with his girlfriend before they hitched.
Yeah, we lived together for like six months.
We got the house. Mm-hmm.
They were living in BBL.
Yeah.
I didn't want his apartment.
It was too expensive, trust me.
James said it was way too expensive.
It was a shitty rundown apartment. They had bugs in the building. Like our apartment, the whole building.
The whole building had bugs?
And they charged us, it was like $750 for rent because we had a dog and a cat. For a one bedroom.
$750 for rent on a one bedroom? Nah, dude. Yeah, but they charge them a lot more for the dog and the cat.
It had bugs.
It was like a studio apartment. Oh. Yeah.
It wasn't a studio. There was like a separate
room. There's a separate room for your studio apartment for your room. Trust me, bro. Your house was like a studio. I lived in them for a very extensive part of my life in New York City.
Excessively big laundry.
Okay.
Like, I didn't understand that. I was like, why is my laundry room so big? And
if you don't have no way to go into a bedroom with closed door, it's a studio.
No, because remember, when we were living on the third floor in New York, the door closed.
No, I think your mom's right.
That was considered a one bedroom and not a studio.
If it has a studio, you're doing
it. Yeah, but that was still considered a studio because dad has listed as studio apartments.
I answer the same studio.
They're listed as studio apartments.
That's a one-bedroom. But you close that door in your room, it's a one-bedroom.
I get what you're saying, but like maybe the terminology is there. I don't know, man. All I know is what I grew up with.
No, they're probably renovated apartments, and he never changed it.
Yeah.
From
no, they've always been that way. Like, they are renovated, but, like, they've always been that way. Like, my dad kept the same woods, like, the tall doors and the wood doors. He re-sanded them down and repainted them and stainless sealed. Like, I'm so mad that we're going to lose that house, dude, because my dad dedicated hours upon hours. Bro, I lifted up cement boards to the third floor by myself.
Yeah, bro. I was there, and I could tell you, like, I can tell that there was a lot of hours put into that, but there was still like a lot of work to be done.
He said he had to come up with $1 million to keep the house.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that we had to do next. Still.
Yeah, so it was like, it was one of those things where it was like, does he keep going?
Because it's a gift and a curse because my dad's area was nowhere near being finished. Like his area was still, he still had like, he still needed to redo the floors. He still needed to do the walls. He needed the paint. He needed to put up.
That's what I'm saying. There was a lot of work that needed to be done. The upstairs shit was
nice.
Yeah,
the whole upstairs was nice. And I liked the jacuzzi bathtubs. But like, my dad plans on buying hopefully two houses. And he plans on putting jacuzzi bathtubs in both of those. So
that's the only kind of bathtub I can use because I'm big as fuck.
No, you need a two-man jacuzzi bathtub like me.
Yeah, you've never seen it, but I need to take a picture.
It's cold outside. I turned it off. Nah, I didn't. Okay. But
I just got muted. Oh, that's weird. I can hear myself echo. Welcome to the podcast about nothing featuring just James. Now for the next 3 minutes, it'll be just me talking to myself.
Oh, good self. I didn't mute you. It's like the plug slightly fell out. I was like, I didn't mute you. I hear you.
Oh, I just heard like a click, and then I was just like, I heard myself echo for a second, and then it was just me talking to myself. So I was like, welcome to the podcast about nothing featuring James. I did that when you called your mom too. I just talked to myself to fill the silence. I was just like narrating whatever was happening. I was like, okay, so now he's probably calling his mother.
Yeah. So I was like, where the heck is she? How's he gonna ask me to give her a ride?
This podcast is a train wreck.
It is. But it's our life.
It's pretty on brand. Yeah, it's pretty on brand for sure. I mean, we've done a solid 30 minutes so far, and we're still cooking.
I can't get mad. I'm not going to delete any of it, too. I'm going to let it all ride.
All right, yeah. It was a dynamic podcast, you know, where things happened.
Got real.
There's different atmospheres.
Went to Walmart.
we had a surprise beach.
My God.
Yeah. So, you know.
Went to Walmart, realized I hate it, entitled white people, you know?
I just hate entitled
people. No, they have to be white.
So does that make it privileged then?
Buddy, white privilege isn't real.
Man, I'm gonna be honest, like not to be that guy, like not to be that white guy, but like
you feel privileged. Yeah, not to be that white guy, but I feel a little privileged.
Okay, if anybody knows me, if you listen to this and you know me personally. James Walker. No, stop it. You know me personally. You know that, like, I was a troublemaker in my youth. I got a and lot racist. Of shit. Well, I've also been, I'm not racist. That's what all people say. And I also know that I have been pulled over or, like, stopped by cops and been given so many second chances. It's not even funny.
Thank God.
So, I can say safely that white privilege is probably a thing.
As long as we know you're privileged and white.
Do you like legitimately though? What's
on
your
white
opinion?
Privilege? I got pulled over because my speakers in my Toyota Corolla were blaring.
That's facts. I remember
Let's just, you know. And he was trying so hard to give me some type of like, and luckily for the first time ever, I was wearing my seatbelt. I was like doing what I was supposed to do. And he was like, I'm just going to give you a warning. I was like, for what?
Did he have any kind of like decibel meter or anything?
He just said he can hear my music. I said, yeah, when you come up to a car, you normally do hear the music if they have their windows down.
Yeah, no, he was just fucking with
DWB, bro. Driving while black.
You know, he was hoping your car smelled like weed.
But then, never does, thank God. But like, and then there's moments where I'm doing 65 and a 30, and the cop gives, no, I'm doing 75 and a 30, and the cop gives me a warning. That's when Black Lives Matter. Like, he pulled me over, and I was like, nah, I'm getting a ticket. Definitely getting a ticket.
Yeah, you got me.
There's no arguing here, buddy. I was like, he got me.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
I was speeding, officer. Not even going to lie. And he was like, bro, once you go over 40 miles, it's considered homicide or like it's considered reckless endangerment or some shit like that. He's like, you could go to jail. I was like, I'm sorry, man. Like I gave him a bullshit story. Like I'm not gonna lie. I was like, hey, man, you know, I'm dropping my aunt off at my mom's house because my license is still your mom's address. He's like, he reads it. He's like, Queenswood Circle 34743. He's like, you're mighty far away to be over here in Poinciana. I was like, yeah, my mom lent me her car to take my aunt to pick her up, take her home. And my aunt's being a dumb bitch and like kept talking. I'm like, shut up. And she's like, officer, I'm sorry. He was speeding. He just doesn't know what he's doing. I was like, shut up. I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm trying to get out of this alive.
Don't you hate when people be interjecting and shit when you're talking to the cop? You're
like, I got this.
Do not speak unless spoken
so, like,
to,
I'm trying
God
to talk
it.
To the cop. I'm like, hey, man, you know, I'm sorry. I was like, I understand. I deserve a ticket. I fully get it. I apologize. I won't be speaking again. I'm just really, really tired. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. I just want to drop her off and go home. So I have class at 7 a.m., which was true. I mean, at 8 a.m., which was true. back in that time before I was a college dropout, you and I had classes at 8 o'clock in the morning. That black lady.
Oh man, fuck that bitch. Fuck that class too. That was just a money grab. I'm so pissed about that. Literally, like, I went to fucking school for a whole semester before, or a whole term before they were like, oh, by the way, you have to take this class. It has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't give you any credits or anything, but you still have to pay us even though we're making you take it. I was so pissed. And it was so fucking pointless.
I got an 89.
I blame class for why I dropped out, because I was like, fuck this.
I got an 89. I passed.
Yeah, I passed. I think I barely passed. No, she did not. Me.
I can already say that's facts.
She did not like that's my facts.
She
all.
Did not. But yeah, so like he just told me, he was like, you know what, man? He was like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's like, you seem like an honest kid. And like that triggered me because I was like, who the fuck are you calling a kid? But I was like, whatever, let it slide. Yeah, I was 23, 22 at the time. I was like, fuck this guy. But he was like, I'm just going to give you a warning. He's like, obviously, you're not doing any drugs. He's like, you're not speeding the race to anybody, like all the rest of these yahoos on this road tonight. He's like, dude, when you come back this way, just do 55. He's like, I don't give a fuck. 55. That's literally what he told me. He's like, don't worry. He's like, I'm going to be here for the next 5 hours. So if I see a blue versus speeding down this road doing 55, I'm not going to pull you over again, kid. He was like, you're just trying to drop this lady off and go home. And my aunt's like, well, you know, he wasn't meaning to. I was like, shut up. He's already giving me a warning. Shut up.
Yeah, like, don't help.
I was so mad. I was like, lady, ow.
I got pulled over, like, legitimately out in BVL at, like, 3 a.m. one night. It was after I had to work. I did, like, a double that day, too, because, like, my Uber car. And I opened and closed at Brickworks for HHN.
And for you people that don't know what HHN is, it's Halloween Horror Nights. That is the longest shifts you will ever have at Universal.
I worked from 7 to 3 a.m. basically. I didn't get home. I was there. I was at the park until 2 a.m. Sunday. But I didn't get home.
No, it was Sunday that day, too. It was Saturday? No, because I could have sworn you did inventory, too.
Yeah, I think so. It might have been a Sunday.
Or you might have, yeah.
It was like 1 year when they extended it for some reason. Like they added an extra day.
Oh, I think it was Sunday because that's when you just got the CRV.
Yeah, and I it was the CRV too because I had a headlight out. And I got, and this fucking guy pulls me over. I'm almost home. I'm like a mile away from home. And he pulls me over. I'm in my work uniform. And he's like, oh, do you know why I pulled you over? And I was like, dude, I have no idea. I'm like, I just want to go. You got a headlight out. And I was like, do I? Fuck. He was like, all right, where are you coming? He's like, why are you out this late? And I was like, I'm coming home from work. I was working HHN or whatever, and I had to do inventory or some shit. And he was like, all right, go home. And he's like, don't let me catch you driving around at night with your headlight out again. He was like, just make sure you go and get it fixed. And I was like, all right, cool, bet. I never went and got my headlight fixed, and I continued to work night shifts. I just drove around.
Yep, I remember that all day. You like were like, long. I can't get too close. I'm driving with my high beams on. I was like, what the fuck?
But, like, to be fair, this car is really old, so the headlights are all, like, fogged over and shit. So the high beams aren't even that high.
That was just a question of what you told me to.
Yeah, it wasn't that bright. I stood in front of it and checked and shit before I did it. And I was like, fuck it, both lights are on. This is how I'm driving. And I did that for a minute. Nobody ever got mad or anything.
You only live once.
Nobody ever tried to shoot me.
Hey, man.
Yeah. I still got that car, man. I'm sitting here looking at it right now.
I thought you were going to sell it.
I need to get it fixed, to be honest, because it'd be better to keep it because I don't owe anything on it.
Facts. Nah, I understand that one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I own this bitch.
Nah, I understand that one.
I can't get it.
Nah, that makes sense. Hold on. I'm trying to look something up really quick.
What are you trying to look up?
Oh, so let me tell you something, James. In Red Dead Redemption, you're going to get...
Tell me something.
You're going to get... You're going to have the option to get this fucking horse, okay? It's a white Arabian. I don't fucking know how to enunciate it. But Arabia. There we go. White Arabian coat horse, right? And I nicknamed her OJ Simpson after the white Bronco. this bitch is so hard to get. You have to travel back to the... Okay, so when you start the game, you start...
Wait, so yeah, I saw you and Johnny talking about this, and there's vampires and shit?
But like...
I might have to get Red Dead, just because I thought it was just like Old West-style GTA, but there's like giants and...
Bro, there's fucking... I don't know. Dude, I'm just like running around and like finding shit. It is GTA, because remember, GTA had aliens...
I never got into GTA like that. I feel like Red Dead would be more my...
Because it's Western.
Yeah, like, I feel like I would just... I'd be into the aesthetic a little more. And it's not quite the same, like, as far as, like, what you're doing and stuff.
No, it's not. Like, it's a lot more... But, like, bro, traveling is a bitch, but it's cool. Because, like, yeah, I had to travel far, but, like, I'm always, like... I'll get, like...
I saw Ryan complaining about it. He called it Walking Simulator 2018.
Bro, like, I get caught.
He's like, the five chapters of the game are just
walking. I get caught, like, doing other shit. Like, for instance, when I was riding up there to get the white Arabian horse, I fucking, you're beefing with this other group called the Odrexicals. And, like, there's just a gang of them apparently just heading out in the corner. As soon as I turn that corner, they just all start busting cats at me. So I jump off, my horse, hide behind a rock, and just have a shootout with like 10 niggas. And then I get back on my horse, start heading north. Because you start off in the snow area, in the mountains. So to get this horse, you have to go back to that area. So I get to the snow area, and you have binoculars. So like I just start like walking around the snow area, just looking, and then I fucking see a bear fighting four fucking wolves. So I'm like, I'm gonna go around this. This is not my issue. So then I'm trekking along the river because they're on water, but it's frozen over. So I'm walking alongside the river that's frozen over, like minding my business, like creeping so they don't see me. And then there's two more wolves. They fucking start attacking me. So I shoot them, and they attract the wolves that are fighting the bear. Then the wolves start jumping.
And then the bear
says, like, oh, I guess I should team up with the wolves. And the bear is...
So the bear and the wolves previously beefing.
They were like,
teamed up.
Because I was the common enemy. And
they were like, oh, no, fuck this
guy. And then after I survive all that barely, emphasis on barely, I start heading more towards the like where the letter like on the map is by the letter A. It's what the Alps are called.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over there and there's a fucking moose that just charges me. And I was like, what the hell am I doing, man? So
like, are these animals all protecting the moose or some shit?
Like, No. It's just nature. Like, bro, I got hit by a ram because I was walking by and I killed a deer. So I was skinning the deer. I grabbed the deer's pelt. I get up, I throw the pelt on my horse. I turn around, and then the ram just says, boom, and just keeps running after he hit me. And I was like, you motherfucker. I chased him. Chased him for 20 minutes. It felt like really, like, it maybe was like 5 or 10, but it felt like 20 because, like, dude, I had to run around through a town. I was like, I'm not losing his fucking ram. And I tomahawked his ass. I took the tomahawk. I tossed the tomahawk And I called him and I was like, yeah, bitch, and I skinned him too.
See, this is why I'm torn between Red Dead and Fallout. Because I was listening to Josh talk about Fallout earlier, and he was talking about like that there's a dragon that's just like flying around and shit, and that there's like zombies that are on fire and they're called scorched, and then they turn into ghouls or some shit.
Oh, shit.
Like it's just a bunch of like, and I was like, oh, this sounds wild. And he's talking about he's got like a power, he's got power armor already or some shit.
Damn, bro, yeah, that sounds actually really good. I don't know, man. It's just I know that.
Everything you just said sounds lit.
Well, like it's because this game has great storytelling because they have 80 hours of written shit. 80 hours, like, dude, you won't start to run. You know how like. The side shit, random events happening, it starts to be the same after a while. You know what I mean? Still have it ran into, like, there's only, the only one that's been the same for me is when I passed the same spot twice, and that's not near my camp. It's like, it was when I was going up to the mountain, I came back down the mountain. It was the same shit that happened. This guy was like, oh, there's something stuck in my horse. So I was like, fuck it. This time, I'm gonna rob his ass. So I was like, you need help, partner? He's like, yeah. And then the horse fucking donkey kicks him, and he dies. So I was like, oh, okay. So I'm just going to loot him anyway. So I just picked up his shit and left. The horse ran away. I got on my horse and took off.
So, like, the event could be the same, but the outcome could be different.
Because I helped him. Like, I forgot what I did, but, like, I helped him do something. This time he got donkey kicked in the back of the head, and I was like, oh. Yeah, I was like, thank you kindly, sir.
Can you imagine, like, if that was real life, though? Like, that guy's a total psychopath. He asks for help, and he's, like, tossing between the idea, should I kill him?
Rob him, kill him, or,
flinch, and he just starts taking his shit.
Dude, like, okay, so one thing you gotta realize, which... I don't know if you're going to play good or bad, Jimmy. I'm leaning more towards good in this game. But, like, you have to, when I do bad deeds, you have to mask up. You have to wear your bandana.
Otherwise, people will
identify you. Yep, and if you go back to that town, they'll know. Like, for instance, I have a $300 bounty for being Strawberry because this guy named Micah wanted to shoot up the place. He's part of my gang. And I was like, you motherfucker, don't you know I'm trying to do good? Like, I killed, like, 20 cops. We made it out. And he's the reason why I can dual wield now. So I guess we're even. Hello?
Was he like an NPC? I was listening. Was he an NPC or was he
a he's player? An NPC.
Whoa.
Sorry.
You turned into a rubber band.
John tagged me in something. John Marston, who was the main character in, like, the other three Red Dead games, Red Dead Revolver and Red Dead Redemption, he's back. And in the end of Redemption, he died. Gets shot up at the end. And then you play as his bitch-ass son, Jack. This is a prequel before that. So Marston's in this, and his son Jack is legitimately a kid, like a dumb kid. Nah, he's not dumb. He's a fucking kid. But, like, because, like, he asks the dumbest shit. Because I feel like I'm like, kid, you're around a bunch of fucking outlaws. Don't act dumb. You know what the fuck they about. Like, he's like, oh, are we going back to Blackwater? And Arthur's like, nah, we're not going back there. Because, like... Like, why you're in the snow area is because some shit went down south in Blackwater, so you can't go back right now. Like, it's still on my map red, and it says wanted dead or alive. That's what it says. It's like dead or alive, wanted.
So when the PvP goes live for that, like, what kind of PvP is it?
And I'm assuming GTA Online style.
So, like, you can go and do missions together?
Yeah, I'm hoping more of the robbing bank. I'm assuming it's going to be like GTA style with, remember how we had the biker gang?
Yeah. I don't think I ever did that, though. I never played during that game. I know about it, though.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's going to be more like that for the simple fact that we're going to have more shit to do because we're a gang.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, we could just run around rob and shit.
Rob NPCs 24/7. That's what I'm thinking, and that's what I'm gonna want to do. Wait, did Josh buy that game CD or did he buy it digitally? Yeah.
Fallout? I think he bought it.
I'm gonna have to ask him. Because his Xbox is hooked, his account's hooked up to my Xbox.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. Damn, you got me, Josh, and Dustin. Yeah!
Because I gave Josh Madden. So I was like, because the agreement was he was supposed to buy 2K19. And yeah. I was like, all right. I was like, you buy it. Let me have your Xbox account set as my home. And we'll be even. He was like, all right, bet. And I told him, bro, don't even worry about it. I've already got 2K19. So he was like, well, you know, you still have my shit saved. So fuck it. Rock out whatever game I got. I was like, yeah. I played Modern Warfare 2 a lot. So I was still straight. And then now I'm like, Josh doesn't buy games digitally because he always returns them. And I hate that because to me, don't buy games, don't return them to GameStop because you're not going to get any money. If you're going to sell them on the street for $40. Take a $20 deficit instead of a $30 deficit.
Yeah, they don't give you shit back for games. They rob you at GameStop. You're like, oh, I just bought this game. It's still a AAA game. It just came out this year. I just want to return it. And they're like, we'll give you $5.
Bro, no, it's more like, hey, man.
You're like, bitch, I paid $60 for this last week.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, man, you know, I bought God of War. I just beat it. It took me 2 days. Here. You know, God of War is not even 2 days old. All right, you bought it for $65. We'll give you $20. What? Bought it for 60. Yeah, 20. That seems about right.
Yeah, it doesn't make no sense. It's just like a fucking slap to the face. And then they're like, we're going to turn around and resell it for 50.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a 30.
You're like, God, that's a
$30
damn.
Increase on me, motherfucker. Technically, yeah, because you're taking a $20 hit deficit and you're selling it for 50. That's a $30 profit. Mm-hmm. I'm all for you making money, but don't fuck me. If you're going to fuck me, pull my hair and call me dirty names.
Yeah, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Down your back? What type of sick shit are you into, Flo? Oh, don't kink shame you. Don't kink shame me. Oh.
All right, what are we at?
We've hit it. We're at like 50 minutes.
Good. You want to call it? It's a solid. Put that in.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, I guess it's the end, guys. You were with us on our escapades. My mom was a guest for a couple of minutes.
This is a dynamic podcast. That's how we describe this. Dynamic.
Shit happens. We roll with it.
Dynamic.
But you can catch us. James, when do you want to do it again? I guess. I'm off this entire week. So we can probably squeeze in a Sunday if you.
Run another
one. No, not Sunday. Let's squeeze one in. Oh, hold on.
Oh, I'll squeeze something in.
Hello? Sorry, my plug. I was saying, let's squeeze one in. I want to do one before this week's over again, just so we can have another one. Because, like, we've been neglecting them. But, you know, and I'm sorry, guys. You deserve better. Just James has a baby and a wife. I have stuff and things.
Stuff. I got bills to pay.
Yeah, so it's about... Oh, and bro, okay, so... Remember when we talked about when you said she doesn't have a boyfriend? We're not going to say any names. You were like, she doesn't have a boyfriend. Like, I keep seeing her post things. She doesn't have a boyfriend. I've seen a picture of her and her boyfriend.
Why does she keep posting
recently,
shit like that?
Like, a picture of her and her boyfriend.
That's wild. I don't either.
Like, I was like, maybe she just doesn't want to date me. But no, she's not lying to me.
You were you were feeling like kind of down on yourself about it.
I was flipping through Insta and I seen it and I was like, oh shit, you know? But like, it kind of solidifies. But remember, I don't know if you remember this. I asked her a long time ago. I was like, because we played that gay questions game. Shout out to questions, but it breaks down walls.
Yeah, it gets you
information you didn't, that you wanted.
You can't. It puts up numbers. You can't lie.
So like,
it's a go to for every fuckboy out there.
Every fuckboy just playing the questions game, but so she. I remember I asked her. I was like, you know, I forgot how the question was, but like, if you didn't move to Fort Lauderdale. Wherever, and you stayed, would you have dated me? And then she was like, I'm not going to answer that question. I was like, okay. And then I was like, well, was I crazy for thinking the feelings that you had for me were true? Or was I just, it wasn't all in my head? And she was like, good night, Barry.
That means it was all in your head. I'm sorry, you're crazy.
Exactly what it means.
I think
she still does. I really think she still does.
Yeah, but you gotta show that you're a respectable person.
I'm not respectful. Respectable. I'm a dog.
Nah, you gotta live like you gotta be a gentleman, bro. You gotta be a gentleman. I'm a dog.
She's such a bone. Actually, I wrote this on. Tell me if this is the last part. I promise, and we're done. Tell me if this is not a great pickup line. I see one of these Instagram models on Instagram, and I, ironically, because that's where you see them. So I go there.
I go there
and like I see this girl, and I'm like, damn, bro, she's so bad. So I wrote, it was to Jim Wolf, the white girl with the fat ass. Yeah.
Jim Wolf,
yes.
Australian dude.
I said, right. I know, natural, bro. I like it because she's a little plump, but like it's fit. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I want it. But I wrote,
she looks soft.
Yeah, like, exactly. But I wrote, I said, I would take you out to the movies, but they don't allow outside snacks. She replied back, that's very clever. And I was like, that's the highlight of my pickup lines.
Did you dick
as soon
it
as
he
replied back,
you're like, yeah, that's the best order I've ever had.
She ain't ready. But all right, we're done. James and I will be getting back together when we can. I'm driving over to James' house tonight.
I was gonna say we actually gonna see each other today,
dude. I'm gonna call you because we gotta figure that shit out. But that's it. You guys have a great day. I'm going to post this in like 10 minutes now, Jimmy. Fuck it. All right.
Okay, that's fine. We'll just share it.
Signing off.
Deuces.